My husband, I mean, I think from the time that we met, I knew that he wanted a family and that family was just going to be us.
Work ethic-wise, our dad always taught us that you had to work hard.
I definitely try my hardest whenever I do anything, like going to the court or anything like that.
When he chased down Hester, I got about 8 texts from all of his former players that played with him, and they're like, "Coach, he chased down Hester. He never quits on a play." It really demonstrated the values and the characteristics that he had as a player that just never left him. You know, he had that here. He would just never stop. His motor keeps going because it's been told to him that that's important.
I think that was one of the things that I took from my dad, is just outwork people. You know, he said if you work hard and you outwork people, you can really be successful in life. And someone's going to find you, someone's going to look for you, and you're going to get a chance.
He said that was the turning point of his football career. It hit a switch in him that propelled him, in a sense, to really just develop more and more as a physical football player. I think he probably had a little aggression inside of him, which is understandable.
It was one of those things where you're just angry about it, you know, and you're sad. And football was the one consistent thing where I was like, man, I do this every day, you know. And it kind of made me play a little angry. And as an O lineman, you kind of need that aggression. And so it kind of woke me up. And I wouldn't say I play angry now, but I use it there to develop the way I play now.
Like, I think that just fueled him. Like, he kind of took it upon himself to say, you know what, I'm going to take this as motivation, you know, so my dad can be proud of me up above. Like, I'm going to do this for him.
Just before his senior year, I mean, we were getting phone calls all the time from people who wanted to be his agent, and that's when it was really hit home, like, oh my gosh, this could really happen.
It's got to be Marquise Lee, right?
Or another
Not
receiver.
Necessarily.
Cody Latimer.
Okay. Devontae Adams.
But it's got to be a wide receiver.
And then he gets a phone call, and he's like, shh, shh. And he looks at the phone, and then he's talking, and he's saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And then we're all looking at the TV to see who's up next. And we're like, oh my God, it's Cleveland. It's the Cleveland Browns. We had no idea.
With the 35th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Joe Bitonio, tackle, Nevada.
It was, I kind of felt for Mike at that point. I thought, this is cool. You know, and to have him see his son drafted was pretty cool.
And for me, it was really big that, like, my dad, like, I was like, man, he was the one that always told me, like, you know, people are like, oh, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'm like, I want to be a pro athlete. And he's like, he would tell me, I mean, he's like, why can't you be the 1%? You know, they're always like, oh, 1% or 1%. And he's like, why can't you be the 1%? And so to make it there, it was kind of like, I mean, all my coaches were so inspirational to me, and my mom and my family, but like, me and my dad made it. Like, we made it. When I made it, he made it, you know. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, God, I wish he was here, because I know he'd be the happiest, biggest Browns fan there is.